Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That was Kyle Williams' touchdown, which I didn't think was possible. I didn't think him and Drake May could be on the same page.
No, they were for that play.
That was a brilliant throw by May.
Yeah.
And then a great catch Speed. And run to house it for Kyle Williams. Before he was passed by Travion Henderson, it was the fastest play, Oof. Or the highest speed anyway, by a rookie all season long.
I think we all needed to see that. It was great for Kyle Williams, clearly. But even for like opposing defenses now, because with Kayshon Boutte out, Kyle Williams plays a sneaky amount. Kyle Williams plays as much as Steph Diggs does. Right around the same snap count number.
Yeah, he was close.
Now, he's also out there a lot, you know, maybe on running plays, and Steph Diggs is sort of, you know, waits to the passing downs or passing plays. But just to at least put that on tape so other teams have to think about it, be like, hey, when Kyle Williams is out there, watch out, catch and run.
Do you know the number for Williams?
No. I'm guessing it was like half the snaps.
Two snaps less than Diggs. Diggs played 36. He played 34.
Yeah.
So the leader at wide receiver, and I want to get to this because there's a weird text, was Mac Hollins at 48 of the snaps, 79%.
Yeah.
So, no, I agree with you. Williams has at least put that on tape now where it's like, oh, they
can watch out for that.
They can get on the same page, and if he has the football in his hands, look what he can do with it.
Real fast.
So, you know, that doesn't mean he's a slam dunk of a draft pick or he's a stud at wide receiver or anything, but at least now we've seen it. And I remember saying this for a while with Travion Henderson. I'm like, and at least with Travion Henderson, we saw it in the preseason.
Right.
We really never saw it with Kyle Williams.
No.
Outside of one catch on the first day of training camp where he had a back shoulder catch on Gonzo, we never saw it.
No, yeah.
So at least with Henderson, we saw it in the preseason. We were saying for weeks, months, where is the big play with Henderson? We know he's fast. We know he's explosive. Where is it? And it started to pop up. I mean, especially in this game on Sunday, but we had seen it in the last couple of weeks with some of these outside the formation plays where they were starting to pop big plays with Henderson. And maybe, just maybe, this is the beginning with Kyle Williams.
Well, also after the trade deadline came and went, and you're like, hey, not that you and I were beating down the door for Jacoby Myers, but, you know, Tom Curran, who joins us tomorrow, he thought they should have traded for Myers. Shahid got traded to Seattle, didn't do much yesterday, but he played in the game. And you're like, all right, a couple of receivers got traded. Could you have gotten another receiver, especially with the Kayshon Boutte injury? And no, they stuck with the guys that they had, and one of them came up with a monster play. Same with the running game. You're like, I wanted a running back. Now, apparently Terrell Jennings is now hurt too, so like, I still think that that was a need for them, especially depth-wise. Gibson's out for the season. Stevenson's missed two games and counting, and Jennings might be out. So like, I still think they need a running back. However, the one guy that you have left from from camp, Henderson had his best game of the season. So at least those guys really stepped up when they needed to.
Mac Hollins, texter says, guys, are you going to shout out Mac Hollins, especially after ripping him all offseason or trashing him all offseason?
So I don't remember that. I have a bad memory, but I don't remember trashing Mac Hollins.
We definitely didn't. In fact, I think we were probably higher on him than most. The only thing we trashed is we specifically requested him as a Patriots Monday guest, and that was shot down.
They told us no.
Other than that, no, I love Mac Hollins, and I think it's a perfect fit in your receiver room He's like a number four wide receiver that can be a three when you need it, or in the case of yesterday, a number two.
Yeah.
Six catches on 10 targets for 106. The 54-yarder was great. Great ball by May. Great catch by him. Way to get open. There was another great third down conversion. I think my favorite throw by May of the day. Stepped up in the pocket on a 3rd and 7. I think this was on the drive where they ended up turning it over on downs. They went for it on 4th and didn't get it. I'd have to double check that, but I think it was that drive. Stepped up, kind of moved forward in the pocket.
Yeah.
Got his like throwing shoulder up, held onto the football, and converted a third down throw to Hollins. So I think Hollins is perfect in this receiver room. I like him.
No, he's very like
We haven't trashed him at all.
I didn't think so.
But we also really haven't talked about him at all. We're 2.5 hours into the show, so we probably should give him a shout out.
It was interesting because he had a time where they couldn't connect. There's like three plays in a row. Like they, like,
to start
airmailed,
the game.
Yeah, to airmail like, Hollins. Like, what is this?
Hollins has now taken over the Kayshon Booty snaps, and I don't like how it looks.
Yeah.
But the way it went from there, he caught 6 out of the next 7 or whatever it was.
Yeah, no, and he just, you knew when they brought him in, it was such a good signing because he is a professional wide receiver, and they had years where they just didn't have guys that could stay in the lineup or help the quarterback at all.
No.
Mac Hollins is good. You obviously want guys on the team better, right? Like if he's a good kind of barometer where if Diggs and Kayshon Booty are playing really well, and then you have Mac Hollins as like your third guy, like, okay, like you're working with something. And he immediately got on the same page with Drake May too. And I, you know, maybe it makes sense. He's been on a bunch of different teams, played with a lot of different quarterbacks, and he is fit right in nicely.
We're what, 10 games in? He's got 26 catches, 323, and 2 touchdowns. 2 of his last 3 games. You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready for this.
7 for 89 against the Browns, 6 for 106 yesterday. So that's 2 of the last 3 where he's involved. And no, he's a good signing, real good signing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I mean, he's a bit of an odd duck. There's no doubt about that. It's why we wanted him on the show on Patriots
Monday.
He's
an interesting character.
But I think he's also like a good veteran and part of what they were targeting. And part of that whole free agency class was about bringing in guys they knew and guys who they felt fit. And I think, you know, as a high-end compliment, he fits in exactly what they want to do. 617-779-7937. Scott's in Connecticut waiting patiently on our Travion Henderson discussion. Scott, should he have scored there?
Scott?
Ooh, he says,
Scott.
You always
score.
Put points on the board. You guys don't know what you're talking about.
We also want him to score, so we would agree. Right. Again, I think people are having a tough time listening today. Although we can get him in contact with the guy that won't stop texting the show, and they can argue whether they should score or not. No. He's saying that they shouldn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. So different guy.
He's saying kneel it. The other guy's saying score. So why don't you guys figure it out?
Got it.
Because Jones and I both think that Henderson should have scored.
You guys have a nice group chat. Yeah.
Henderson, you can't even get mad at Henderson because he looked over at the coaching staff and they said, go ahead. And then he did.
No, the only thing I'd be mad at is the coaching staff for not making that clear before the play.
Yeah.
But no, on Henderson, I'm not mad at Henderson at all. He looked over, they waved him in, he scored. I think he should have scored.
It was the right play.
I had a wavering feeling on it while Tampa was driving down and getting their second touchdown to Tez Johnson. But no, I think it was the right call. 617-779-7937. More of your phone calls there. Meanwhile, Drake May is the betting favorite.
Oof.
For the MVP, Keith, depending on where you shop.
That is wild.
It's either him or Matt Stafford. They're co-favorites on FanDuel. He is the favorite on DraftKings. Other names in the mix. Jonathan Taylor moving up lists. He is either plus 500 or plus 600.
I mean,
third or fourth.
He's insane.
Mahomes, Allen, Sam Darnold also lurking. But right now it's May and Stafford in the latest MVP updated odds.
I mean, the Super Bowl, Pats, Rams again.
Be great. Be great.
More Pats, Rams.
Settle it.
Yeah, once and for all.
Yeah.
They're both playing great. I mean, Stafford's stats are off the charts. I mean, Stafford has better stats, I think, than May does.
He also has a lot more to work with. Like, if we're being fair, he has Nacua and Devontae and Kyron. Like, he has.
And Sean McVay.
Yeah. Like, I mean, he has a lot more to work with, not to take away from him, but I think that helps explain some of his numbers. You give Drake May, Devontae Adams, and Puka Nacua and Kyron Williams?
Yeah. Well, this also goes to the team success where you're like, all right, the fact that the Rams have 7 wins is not the most shocking thing in the world, but I think teams or people realizing, wow, like the Pats are 8-2 and have a shot at the number one overall seed because they immediately look to the quarterbacks, like good team quarterbacks. All right, and especially in the AFC, you're like,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right. Indiana Jones, Bo Nix. Like, no, wouldn't. Those guys aren't. It's, no. You know, Denver's defense gets the credit. Indianapolis's running back gets the credit. Correct. So then you look to the Patriots like, oh, no, it is Drake May. Like, Drake May is, he's killing it this year. So, yeah, even though his streak ended of the consecutive 100 QB rating games and, you know, the completion percentage was not very good, especially on his metric, still another win and a marquee win, like one that you can point to and be like, all right, this was the Nance Romo game against Tampa Bay.
Oh, they haven't beaten anybody?
He beat Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen.
And by the way, because it was Nance Romo, we got some wonderful analysis by Tony Romo.
Oh, yeah.
And also, they were in a lot of households. I mean, this was up there with the Buffalo Sunday Nighter. That's a nationally televised game. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people got this game on their television screens. And
this team is DTF, Jim.
I mean, I don't know why people mock him.
I gotta agree.
I couldn't agree with him more.
I gotta agree with that.
I think it's the most sane thing he's ever said. They are. Yeah. They absolutely are.
It was a sound point by Tony Romo.
Now, look, it was not May's best game, which is why I am a little surprised he moved up after this game, Keith.
Yeah.
Although Mahomes didn't play and Nix wasn't
Allen
great.
Allen lost. I think it's more that, right? Because wasn't Allen the leader?
Yes.
So Allen jumped down. I guess they didn't want to leapfrog Stafford over May yet, but May's like one bad game away from Stafford taking over.
And I don't want to say May was bad. Just by his standards, it was not a great game. Brutal end zone pick. Here's Drake May on the interception that he threw in the end zone that really could have and maybe should have cost him the game.
Yeah, you know, I changed my approach. You know, I wouldn't change the throw. I had Mac earlier. Just got to make it him or nobody out there out wide. You got to be mad at yourself, but you know that you have a chance to either go on a two-minute drill to win the game or go in a five-minute scenario to win the game. So that's this league, just bouncing back from it, flipping the page. You know, you want to throw things on the sideline, but, you know, the guys are watching me, and I think the biggest thing is just to get back out there and to show these guys are ready to go, you know, for the next play.
Okay, that was right after his 54-yarder to Hollins. He forced that throw. Can't get that one back. That was ugly. But the defense stepped up after that. You know, they had the Craig Woodson play on third down where he broke up the pass to Otten. Mm-hmm. They had the near sack on fourth down where May flipped it over his shoulder and completed it to Rashad White. It was a great pass rush, great blitz to pressure him there. And then Henderson scored on the next play, and they hold on over the final minute and a half. So that's how they win that game yesterday. I think Drake May, very deserving. And, well, he's back on national TV the next 2 weeks, right? Thursday night, then the Monday nighter against the Giants.
Big time showcase game against the Jets.
So these two games, but like honestly, these two games are a chance for him to pile on, put up numbers, and be in front of a national audience the next 2 weeks to cement.
If you have Prime.
Just about cement it. Well,
if you have Prime Video.
If you have Prime, that's true.
Prime. Yeah, so what?
I guess if you have YouTube, you got to work that out with ESPN for the Monday nighter too.
Yeah, that's on you.
That is.
But Al Michaels, Kirk Herbstreit. So you go from Nance and Romo to Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit. Not bad.
You know, you lose.
I don't
one of
like Herbstreit, but
you lose one of these games, though. No, and me neither. But you lose one of these games.
I wonder if his dog will be in the booth. That's so funny how much he loves dogs.
Does he? He brings the dog for Monday night, or is that just on Saturdays?
Did. Oh, good question. I forget. He one of the ones
because he's crisscrossing the country on Saturday. He like leaves game day early to go like call games sometimes. Yeah. He brings the dog with him.
Guys, I'll be back.
So his dog's probably in the booth on the Thursday night game. In fact,
yeah.
That's the one where his dog was caught when they put the headset on.
His dog produced.
That was a Thursday night game.
He produced a quarter.
Yeah,
he was calling out the shots. He was the spotter.
But it is a chance in front of a national audience to really cement your case and pile up some numbers against two bad teams, the Jets and the Giants back-to-back.
Not only that, even if you went 9-2, like 9-2. So now you've hit the over on the Vegas win total at the week 11. Like, not only did people are cashing
cash an early bet.
Yeah.
Cash an early bet.
Why not?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.